Just search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Montgomery police found the body of a teenage boy on West South Boulevard, west of Clover Lane. The body was discovered around 8 a.m. yesterday. Police say there were no signs of foul play. The exact cause of death will have to be determined by forensics. Montgomery County schools are gearing up to fight bullying. Now a bullied student can text "no bully" to 444-999, along with their info, the person bullying's name, and what school they attend. The details are sent to Helping Montgomery Families Initiative, who will follow up on the bully. And you may have heard about the Moore Strange debate yesterday. While it had its moments, it was hard to top the misspelling on Roy Moore's campaign bus. When it arrived, it had a Moore website, AlabamaDeservesMoore.com, misspelled. Deserves was spelled D-E-R-S-E-R-V-E-S. That was later fixed with a decal placed over the offending R. That's headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
Fall is officially here, and Southern Homes and Gardens invites you to the biggest plant sale of the year during the fall sales event this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Save up to 50% off a huge variety of trees, shrubs, bedding plants, and more. 50% off a wide variety of outdoor pottery. Plus, enjoy local food truck fare from the Alabama Sweet Tea Company and Fire Meets Wood. Shop our biggest plant sale of the year and grab delicious local eats during the fall sales event this weekend, September 22nd through 24th at Southern Homes and Gardens.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Are you currently paying rent? Why? When you could be investing in your own home. I've got some news just for you. Alabama Home Mortgage is now offering a program that will allow you to purchase your home with only 1% down. You heard me right, 1%. Don't waste your money on rent when you can afford to buy. 1 month's rent could get you into your dream home today. You don't have 1%? Small changes can result in big savings quickly. Skip the coffee and you can buy a house. Did you know that just 1 year's worth of lattes could get you that 1% you need to get in your dream home? Alabama Home Mortgage can get you pre-approved, closed, and moved into your new home with only 1% down. Sounds like magic, right? Well, pick up the phone and let us wave our magic wand as we turn renters into homeowners. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much home you can afford. NMLS 3723 374 Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
You want your terrible song played on the radio? All you have to do is get mad at me.
All programs.
And I will play your terrible song.
This radio comes from pirate satellite. Orbiting your living room.
This is an olive branch, Campbell. An olive branch.
To whom?
Emily Hayes. She's been asking me to play this forever, and I have refused steadfastly. I have refused, and I have finally broken down.
She has her own show. Why doesn't she play it?
I understand she has her own show. She has... No, Jack. She has three of her own shows.
Oh, I know. She's like Joey.
Exactly. She has a show on a rock and roll channel, Gump, 104.9 The Gump, yeah. Our sister station. She has a show on 96.1 Kiss FM. I don't think this would quite fit in Kiss FM. But she also has a radio show here.
Is she Jamaican?
What do you mean?
All those jobs?
272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. 272-9228. I have a guest coming in right now. He's actually sitting next to me. But I am very excited about this. Very excited about this. You guys know that we have been a big supporter of Faulkner Law School over the years, Jones School of Law over at Faulkner University over the years, and have been an open forum anytime they want to advertise anything. I have known some of these professors over there for literally decades, like Professor Jerome Dees. I've known him for probably 20 years. He is a dynamite individual. I remember watching his son grow up, and then he went to law school. Now he's a lawyer, and it's just amazing. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. But anyway, we have with us
Robert McBride.
Robert McBride. Now, you went by Rob McBride in the hallway. That you threw me a curve there. Rob McBride, he is the editor-in-chief of the Faulkner Law Review, the Jones Law School Law Review. That's kind of the top position you can have in law school.
Right? I'd like to think so, yeah. Absolutely.
Just be honest. There isn't a better position you can have in law school. You're That's the right. editor-in-chief. You're kind of the... You're better than the class president. It's the guy everybody
I'll make that
knows.
Argument. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
So Rob McBride is with us. He's the editor-in-chief of the Faulkner Law Review. And the reason he's in is because they're having a symposium coming up on something that's very long and complicated, but that's okay. We'll break it down for you. But Ken Starr, I think it's really cool. Ken Starr is going to be your guest keynote speaker. Tell us what's going on over there.
Well, it's October 3rd over at Central, up in one of their conference rooms. Titles The Role of the Executive in the Anglo-American Legal Tradition. And what that simply means is we're looking at topics... current topics that we're going to break down under the common law view. So a lot of people like to look at the law under fairness standards or economic standards like Judge Posner. We like to look at things how the founder saw it under the common law. And so we're going to hopefully explore some of those topics on October 3rd and look at some of the current issues that is affecting the present today. And that's what our
now
going to talk about.
I'll say this. Don't worry about what the common law is. If you want to see Ken Starr, if you want to see some of these other speakers, there's some other really good speakers up there. I was looking at your list there. Tell them the dates. Where are they going to be?
It's October 3rd, starting at 8 a.m. at Central, which is down on 129 Coosa in Montgomery, and it will go until about 3:30. We have four speakers lined up, and we'll also have a panel.
Do they get CLE for this?
They do, 4.2 CLE credits.
Well, that's wonderful. You get 4.2 CLE credits. It's about a third of what you need every year.
Yep. So and you get a free lunch as well. And
free lunch? Does it cost anything to show up?
It costs nothing.
It's free, you get a free lunch, and you get 4 hours of CLE?
That's the best deal in the world.
And it starts at what time?
8 a.m.
I might have to take the day off of work, Jack. You do anything that day?
No.
You might have to do the show alone. You get four CLE credits, it's free,
no,
and
hell,
a free
if
lunch?
Going, I'm going.
All right. We're shutting down. 84 show. We'll have the 84 show run that day. It could be 84 and Boomer, the Boomer and 84 show. This sounds like a dynamite deal. Ken Starr plays a unique role in American legal history.
Absolutely.
He is a uniquely divisive figure, and he's actually come full circle on his divisiveness, as Jack was just pointing out during the break. He started out kind of the boogeyman among Democrats. He was the guy who was prosecuting Bill Clinton in the 90s.
Yes.
He was the special prosecutor. He was the Bob Mueller of his time.
Special counsel.
Whatever. You know the prosecutors.
Yeah.
He's famous just for that one, but he did four other special prosecutions during his tenure.
Exactly. And not only that, then he was a pretty damn good law school dean out at Pepperdine.
Yes.
And then he retired from that, and now I guess is he still doing that? I think he retired from that.
From Pepperdine, he went off to Baylor for several years.
That's right. He was at Baylor,
yes.
too.
Yes. And now he's focused on writing... particularly on religious liberty.
But he's now come out. I mean, he's kind of come full circle now and said, hey, the whole thing I did in the 90s, I kind of feel bad about. I don't know. It's an interesting guy.
Absolutely.
Really interesting guy. It's not every day a guy like Ken Starr opens up and gives you a free speech in Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah, we feel very privileged to have him here.
You should.
There's several folks on our staff who know him from Pepperdine or knew him from Pepperdine.
Yeah.
So that was critical in getting him here. So we're very excited to hear what he has to say.
And there's so much good stuff going on over at the law school over there. You guys really turn out good students. You know, I run into lawyers all the time and I'm very excited about what's going on over there. People should turn out to an event like this. In addition, let me see that other sheet that's got some of the other folks that are going to be on here. I know Attorney General Steve Marshall is going to be on there.
Yes, he'll be on our panel.
Governor, who I expect to hear from later in the day. I got a note that the governor may be calling later in the day. Her general counsel, Brian Taylor, will be on a panel. Professor Ellis Washington, Dr. Peter Brandon Bayer. Now, that's a mouthful. Imagine having to say that every day. Dr. Peter Brandon Bayer. That doesn't really flow like Rob McBride does.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah, when you go by three names, you might be a serial killer.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what he's been up to.
I hope not.
I hope not, too. I mean, he's an associate professor of law at UNLV. I hope he's not. Carson Holloway, Josh Blackman. This is going to be a great event. You get a free lunch. Starts at 8:30.
Yes.
129 Coosa. Everyone knows where that is. It's over by where you pay your water bill.
Mm-hmm.
Pay your water bill on the side of the street. Go in there, 8:30 in the morning.
Yes.
They need to get there before then, though, obviously.
8 o'clock
get
for
there
registration. Make sure you sign up for your CLE credits.
Yeah, yeah, you'll be good to go. Rob, I thank you for coming in. This has been very, very enjoyable.
Can anybody go? You have to be a lawyer.
No, it was open to everyone.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah, we want to come in, ask questions, learn about the law.
Great.
Well, no one really wants to learn about the law. They want to see Ken Starr.
True. That's true.
It'll be an absolutely dynamite day. Everything you guys put on is top-notch. It really is.
I appreciate it.
So thank you, Rob McBride. Guys, support Faulkner University's Thomas Good Jones School of Law. They are a gem, a true treasure right here in the capital city.
Did you
we'll
say Thomas Good?
Good.
Good.
Good Jones. Good. Trust me, I made that mistake once.
I know.
I said Thomas Good Jones. They're like, it's a good. Lawyer, statesman, jurist. I've seen the statue.
It's still there.
At the top of the stairs?
Yep.
Warrior, statesman, jurist.
Hasn't come down yet.
Hey, why would it? Why would it? We'll have to talk during the break. We'll be back, guys. It's 13 minutes after 11. Sit tight.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Well, folks, Judge Roy Moore is ahead in the polls, and that's ruffled some feathers in Senator McConnell's Insiders Club. They just don't like conservatives, so now they're running ads, lying about Judge Moore and his record. No surprise there. The Senate's been telling us lies for years, like how they're going to repeal Obamacare or balance the budget. Well, we trust Judge Moore. And so does American action hero Chuck Norris.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Norris. Today, I want to tell you about a real hero, Judge Roy Moore. Judge Roy Moore is a man of integrity. He has never backed down from standing for what is right. That is why the Washington establishment is spending millions of dollars in trying to defeat Judge Moore. So please join me in supporting Judge Roy Moore for the U.S. Senate.
Vote for Judge Roy Moore, the conservative outsider, paid by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
One of the world's most famous ballets dances across the stage at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center on October 10th. Tchaikovsky's masterpiece Swan Lake will be performed in its entirety by the Russian Grand Ballet Company, including the rarely seen Waltz of the Black Swans. And you're invited to experience this timeless classic. The story is brought to life for all ages by Tchaikovsky's music and Russia's brightest ballet stars. Get your tickets in person at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center box office or online at Ticketmaster.com. For more information about this special October 10th performance of Swan Lake, visit RussianGrandBallet.com.
Attention truck buyers, it's Ram Power Days at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery, where every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab truck has been discounted up to $12,000 off MSRP, or get 0% APR up to 72 months. That savings so big, they're worth repeating. Every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab truck discounted up to $12,000 off MSRP, or get 0% APR up to 72 months. Every credit application gets processed immediately. We have lenders that can get just about anyone approved. Plus, Brubaker wants your trade in any condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth during Ram Power Days, where you get discounts up to $12,000 off MSRP or 0% APR financing at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, or online 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Modified buyers through Chrysler Capital Finance, 1388 monthly for 1,000 finance, while sales plus tax, tag, type, and doc. All rebates to dealer. Negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't come
talking about.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's. In case you haven't heard, we're having this little moving sale over in the Cornerstone Shops. That's right, just a little bitty moving sale. Everything is like 50% off, estate jewelry 80% off. It's absurd. Marguerite said sell it all, so we are selling it all. Come see us at our moving sale. It's 7 days a week in the Cornerstone Shops. Engagement rings, giftware, china, watches are 60% off. Everything's incredible. Come see us at moving sale, Cornerstone Shops, Vaughan and Taylor Roads. Thanks.
Guys, I want you to look around wherever you're sitting right now. I don't care where it is. Office, home, car. Look around. What do you see? You see a lot of stuff that needs to be painted. I guarantee it, no matter where you are. Unless you are in a brand new house or a house that's just had Riley Manning come by and visit you, you're looking at something that needs to be painted. That's why you need to call Riley Manning over at RileyManningPainting.com. Exterior of your home or business. If you're driving around right now, look around at the businesses. Look around at their exteriors and think how much better this city and those businesses would look if they were all freshly painted by Riley Manning at RileyManningPainting.com. Are you in your office? Look around. Is that the way you want to show the world what you care about and how you are and how efficient and good you are? That paint job? Call Riley Manning, 799-1284. Are you at home? Are you embarrassed to have people over because your walls are, they look like garbage? Give Riley Manning a call, 799-1284. 799-1284. Check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. You will get that Riley Manning guarantee. You pay only after the job's complete and only after you are satisfied. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. Joe.
Jim?
Yeah, whatever your name is. You're up next.
My name's Jim. Look, you have opened my eyes on several different things since I've been listening to your show, and I appreciate your viewpoint, but I got to comment on something. The senator give $5 or $10 thing, I work paycheck to paycheck. My wife does too. To give $5 or $10 to a candidate so they can talk bad about another candidate and then go to a job that lasts for the rest of their life where they don't do what we hired them to do. I'm fed up with the whole process. I don't vote for them because they're all crooks in my mind.
Well, then don't give them money. I mean, I'm talking about people who care. I'm not talking about the disaffected.
I do care, and that's why I don't give them money. I wonder what would happen if they spent all the hundreds of thousands of dollars on smear campaigns on improving roads or schools or education.
That's not the way the world works. That's
very unfortunate. Hold on. That's what I wanted to say.
You're just a little Pollyannish, though, because here's the deal. We elect people in this country. We're not a dictatorship. We have a say in who our next officials are going to be. When you elect people, people have to tell you who they are and what they stand for. And in order to do that, they have to buy advertising and appear in places where you will hear them. And all of that costs money. The options you have, instead of being Pollyannish and saying, I wish the world was a better place, I'm going to go cry in my room by myself, the options are to either try to influence them yourself with your money or to sit back and let Boeing and Blue Cross and big insurance and big oil and big energy and big food and big pharma and big fat and everybody else tell them.
I understand what you're saying, but I don't hear any ads with Luther Strange telling us what he's going to do.
Sure,
I hear a bunch of stuff about how bad Roy Moore is.
Okay,
but
again, that's the way the world works. You got to play the hand that's dealt. You can't wish you were born in another country. I mean, you were born here.
Say somebody says they're going to do everything I want them to do in government, and they go there and don't do it.
That happens all the time.
But you know why that doesn't happen, Joe? And this is what I'm trying to tell you. If you know, he without ears, or he with ears, let him hear. This is what I'm trying to tell you. The reason that happens is because we're not the ones that they care about. We're the ones that have to vote, but we're not the ones that pay for their message to get out. If the citizens of the state of Alabama actually were financing the campaigns instead of big interest, big special interest, then they would care what we have to say, because 6 years later, he's going to have to come back, or 2 years in this situation, going to have to come back and ask us for more money and ask us for our votes again. But the reality is, because so many people are like you and they throw their hands up and say, I'm not giving any of these rat bastards money, then they go to the big Washington special interest, and then when they get to Washington, who do you think they vote for? Not Joe, because Joe doesn't care. Joe may not even vote. Joe's upset. Joe's not going to give him any money. So they're going to go vote the way Boeing wants them to, and the way Tenet Health System wants them to vote, and the way all these people that are trying to keep them from doing what you want. That's what they're going to do.
And once again, you've given me another way to look at it, and I appreciate that. But if I could get a job where I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars of other people's money to go somewhere and not do what they hired me to do, I would. No wonder there's. I can't believe there's not 50 people running for Senate. It sounds like a dream job.
Well, it is a dream job.
I mean, we had about 10 originally.
There were 19 running originally.
Yeah,
now we're down to 3.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any $5 or $10 extra to give to a campaign for somebody to pay for advertising. I'm doing all I can to pay for my Obamacare premiums and
me too, buddy.
not have my plan or my doctor anymore.
We respect what you're saying. Yeah.
Thanks for your call. We appreciate it.
No problem.
272-9228. Ricky Ricardo calls in.
Hey man, I appreciate some wham. Shout out to George Michael and Andrew Wrigley.
Yeah, Andrew Wrigley is, what's his wife? She's got a really hot wife. What's his name? What's her name?
I don't know.
She's the girl from Bananarama.
Didn't he own a bicycle shop or something?
I don't know.
In Great Britain? I don't know.
What's funny was he didn't even sing. He's sitting in a bag just playing guitar, strumming.
Yeah, he was the Art Garfunkel of that duo.
Hey, let me ask you a question. I see that Channel 8 and Channel 12 are carrying the water for the big NBC, ABC, and CBS, and all this other crap going on. I see yesterday, what do we used to call, them illegal aliens, correct?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And now we used to call them undocumented workers.
That's right.
What are they
now?
And
now we call them dreamers.
Oh. Yeah, no, really. Isn't that asinine?
Hey, you know what a dreamer is? It's me. A happy hour starts an hour earlier and lasts an extra hour. That's my dream.
I have a dream where the gin flows freely for long hours.
Let me ask you a question. What is up with this? What's the next name?
Citizen? Yeah, exactly.
I saw a cool little graph today Ann Coulter put up of the foreign-born vote. The people who have the vote, who became citizens, but were born on foreign soil. You know, that's you're allowed to do that. You can come and be a citizen and then start voting. And the breakdown, Republican versus Democrat, of the foreign-born vote going back to 1992, they voted Democrat every single time, but the gulf is getting wider. It used to be like 55-45.
Yeah.
Now it's like 70-30.
Yeah.
Why do you think they're pushing to make so many of these people citizens?
Exactly, because they know their future votes.
Exactly.
Exactly. But I'm just amazed when I keep hearing it. Now they don't even mention the word undocumented worker. So that was the buzzword for a while.
Yeah.
That's
right.
They
ought to. You know what?
They're dreamers. What Nancy Pelosi said, those dreamers.
Hey, all right.
You're going
to
cry.
Here's the bill. Let me tell you how to do the bill. Luther's in the Senate. He could do this. Here's the bill. You say, I'll give you your dreamers if we attach to the bill a constitutional amendment that the bill does not become law unless the constitutional amendment is ratified. And that constitutional amendment says anybody who comes in under amnesty can never vote.
Vote. That's what I was going to say.
If you go through the legal process,
yep,
then you can become a citizen. But if you come in under amnesty, neither you nor your children, if they're alive when you were amnesty, can ever vote. Now, if you have issue after you are amnesty, that's one thing. I mean, if you're amnesty at age 5 and you grow up and have children in your 20s, that's different. But if you bring, you know, 8 little crumb crunchers in here and you expect, yeah, and you expect 9 Democratic votes out of your amnesty, ain't gonna happen, Captain.
See, that's the thing is, I guarantee you, if they did that and you proposed
they would
drop the dreamers on the heartbeat.
Oh, dreamer, schmemer. Look, and I've said this before, and I'm not going to identify too carefully because I don't want anyone to figure out who it is, but I have one of these dreamers in my family, so I'm sympathetic to the plight. I am. I understand. I mean, I think he was brought over here when he was like 5, I'm not even sure what country he came from.
I'm just glad he didn't sneak into North Korea because he'd be making license plates.
No, but listen, now he's in his 30s. He's got several children. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not a criminal. He's a really good, upstanding.
Is he paying taxes?
Well, he doesn't work. You know, he tries to do it right. He stays at home and lets his wife go work because he doesn't want to get caught. You know? I mean,
that's what you do, don't you?
No. What are you talking? What do you think I'm doing right now?
I thought you were partying.
Well, it kind of feels that way,
yeah,
doesn't it?
I know.
I mean, you got Jack there, okay? Hey, Jack, let me ask you a question before I hang up here.
Sure.
Jack, since Sinclair is closed over there in Old Cloverdale, sugar, let me ask you a question. Where's your watering hole now?
I have a couple.
Did you go to Sinclair's much?
Every now and then.
He camped out in the corner.
I would go on a Sunday sometimes because it was all that
God
was
God bless you. God bless him.
And I got a pine bar some. I got a crew some. Those are my two
haunts. Usual haunts.
Yeah.
If Jack's not at home and you can't find him and need him and he won't answer his phone.
You know where he's at.
Go to one of those two places. You'll probably find him.
Yep. All right, guys. Have a great day.
Appreciate
dream
it.
On. Good weekend.
Yeah, dream on. 272922. No, look, I'm sympathetic to the plight of the dreamer. I'm not heartless. I'm not a cold, you know, unsympathetic guy. I've got a tender side. But you don't just wave a magic wand and turn a million people into citizens. It's not the way it works.
No.
You know, because I am tenderhearted. I know there's a million other people that are in their country, signed up, waiting to get in, doing it right. They haven't been living the American dream. They haven't been getting a free education, free health care, free food for the last 10 or 15 years. They've been sucking off our welfare system. And I'll be honest. I wish a Republican would say this. If we can put a constitutional ban on the public welfare system, we'll open these damn borders up and anybody who wants to come can come in. But nobody, not American citizen nor foreign born, is ever entitled to another dime of public welfare ever again. No Medicaid, no all kids, no Medicare. Well, Medicare is different. You pay into that, and it's for old people. But there is, you know, Social Security. You're not going to sneak around the welfare ban with Social Security disability. You know, you will not. We are doing away with the public welfare state. And if you can't find a charitable private handout, you will die in the street. And then if you want to go that route, I will fling open these borders. I will tear down any wall. Hell, I'll go get paddle boats and bring people in. You know why? Because only the most rugged among the rugged would be willing to brave the Gulf shark-infested waters to make it stateside. Only the most rugged against the rugged would be willing to come across the southern, southwestern deserts and make it into the United States of America. Only the most rugged would walk through timbered, snow-capped terrain on the Canadian border to make it in the United States. Instead, you know what would happen? We would probably have 60 to 100 million people self-deport. I'm talking about lifelong Americans sneaking into Canada, sneaking into Mexico. I mean, if you want this unlimited immigration, I'm okay with that. I really, truly am. I mean, when my earliest ancestors showed up, hell, there was nobody here. I mean, there were a few thousand people roaming around and then millions of Indians. I mean, it's just, they didn't tell us we could come in. We just sort of made our way in. But you know what? You had to make it or die, too.
And we were lucky enough, we were born in this country to American citizens.
Yeah.
All these other folks that come in, they have to earn citizenship.
Absolutely.
That's the problem.
Absolutely.
They're not.
And so, if that's the way you want to go, but you can't have both. You can't have a social welfare state and unlimited immigration.
Right.
It doesn't work.
Oh, my God.
It will bankrupt this country tomorrow. You can't have it. You just can't have it. 272-9228. If you're on hold, I'm going to screen these calls. We're going to do the whole next segment of phone calls. Sit tight. Don't hang up. Make me sad when you guys do that. I go to break early. I go so I can get you guys in as quickly as possible and give you as much time on the other side of the break as possible. And everybody goes, I don't want to wait 2 minutes. And they hang up. Sit tight. Wait 2 minutes. Sit tight. 272-9228.
Is this that song that I think says something else?
Yeah. Well, I'm playing it because it's the Andrew guy's wife from Bananarama. Venus. I'm your Venus. Venus.
Wait a minute. Wait, who? The guy from Wham's wife is in...
Is in Bananarama.
Get out.
Out of town.
It doesn't sound like Venus.
No.
It sounds like another word.
It does. Anything rhyme with Venus?
Yeah, it rhymes with it, but it has a...
Venus? No.
All right. This is it. Turn it up.
Well, she already said it.
I know, but she said it.
Your morning outright with Greg, Rich, and Jay. Mornings 6 till 9, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
I'm Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Well, folks, Judge Roy Moore is ahead in the polls, and that's ruffled some feathers in Senator McConnell's Insiders Club. They just don't like conservatives, so now they're running ads, lying about Judge Moore and his record. No surprise there. The Senate's been telling us lies for years, like how they're going to repeal Obamacare or balance the budget. Well, we trust Judge Moore, and so does American action hero Chuck Norris.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Norris. Today, I want to tell you about a real hero, Judge Roy Moore. Judge Roy Moore is a man of integrity. He has never backed down from standing for what is right. That is why the Washington establishment is spending millions of dollars in trying to defeat Judge Moore. So please join me in supporting Judge Roy Moore for the U.S. Senate.
Vote for Judge Roy Moore, the conservative outsider, paid by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This is a public announcement from Capital Chevrolet. The huge number of vehicles destroyed by recent weather disasters has drastically reduced the used car supply line. Unaffected used cars have increased in value almost overnight. This advantage gives you higher trade-in values. Capital Chevrolet is in desperate need of used inventory, and they want your used vehicle. Call the Capital Chevrolet Trade Appraisal Hotline to set up your detailed appraisal. 800-409-9521. That's 800-409-9521.
Whose side are you on? Hillary Clinton's?
We will not build a wall.
Nancy Pelosi's?
The Democrats do not support the wall.
Roy Moore's?
We can't build a wall around our country.
Or are you on the side of Donald Trump?
The wall's gonna get built.
And Luther Strange. AL.com reported, quote, Senator Luther Strange wants sanctuary cities to pay for border wall, unquote. And President Trump called Luther Strange, quote, strong on border security. Real Alabama conservatives stand with President Trump, supporting Trump when he needs it most. Big Luther backs our president. Roy Moore, he actually stands with Hillary and Pelosi, questioning whether we need a wall. Ask yourself, whose side am I on? It's clear. Roy Moore doesn't have President Trump's back, and our president doesn't support Roy Moore. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Enjoy catering without compromise from Nuke's Eatery. From box lunches to our decadent whole cakes, we'll make sure everything exceeds your expectations. Our catering specialists can even build a custom tray to complement your event. Like the irresistible bruschetta platter. We'll make sure everything looks great and everyone leaves satisfied. So call Nuke's Eatery today. We cater, you party.
Call Nuke's Catering at 334-414-1759 to place your order.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. First day of fall, but we have about six more days till a meaningful cool front moves into the area. Otherwise, for today, look for a sun and cloud mix again. Another hot and humid day with a high temperature around 90. Tonight's low 70. There'll be random scattered afternoon and evening storms around, and generally they fade out after dark. For tomorrow, look for only widely scattered storms, so few and far between. Otherwise, mostly sunny, upper 80s tomorrow, then upper 80s again on Sunday and Monday, with rain chances generally under 20%, so mostly dry and mostly sunny. And then more of the same on Tuesday with a high around 89. Download our weather app, stay on top of the weather changes. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
High-Tech Solutions near Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Need service, installs, or networking at your business? Call High-Tech Solutions, 271-0179. Get 10% off. Mention this ad. High-Tech Solutions. Yeah, it's what they do.
After 11 o'clock, a little Blondie. Starting the 11 o'clock hour. How about that, Jazz?
You know, Blondie's okay.
Are you serious? Just okay?
Oof. Well, if you're going to play some screaming woman, get Lady Gaga.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
I never was anybody. You need to remember that.
2729-228. I know who is somebody. You are somebody. And when you're somebody, you don't want to be a customer. You want to be a member. You want to be treated like somebody. And at ASC Credit Union can treat you like somebody. They can treat you like a member. And go. Go by there. Seriously. I know what you're thinking. Oh, it's going to be such a hassle to change banks. And oh, I got all these bills tied to my credit card.
Don't worry about it.
It's nothing. I've done it. It is absolutely nothing. It's easy peasy breezy. Their online services make everything even easier. When you figure out how that bill pay works, you'll never cut another check again the rest of your life. You just, my friends, go by there. ASC Credit Union. It's easy. You're a member. It's like the difference between sitting in a jacuzzi with a little umbrella drink, you know, and a cigar, and getting run over by a car on a rainy day and landing in a puddle. I mean, that's the difference. That's how the bank treats you. They run over you in the middle of the road. You land on the side of the road. You got a broken femur, and you're sloshing in a mud puddle trying to get out of the way so the taxi cab behind the truck doesn't hit you. And when you go to ASC Credit Union, it's like, come on in. Have a seat in our jacuzzi where it's always the perfect temperature, where we have unlimited fruity beverages with umbrellas and your choice of any cigars you want. That's the difference. I mean, just I'm telling you, it's that big of a difference. Go where you're a member, not where you're a customer. Go to ASC Credit Union. They have locations all over the river region. They are part of a co-op all over the country. So you can cash checks, withdraw money, deposit money all over the country. They have a very convenient online user interface, app, the whole nine yards. ASC Credit Union, my friends, I would not steer you wrong. Rusty.
First off, I want to see a commercial made of that, a TV commercial.
Of your bank and ASC Credit Union?
Yeah, with Kay Ivey sitting in a hot tub with a cigar and an umbrella drink. Yeah. And then one of her running from a taxi cab. Now that, you know, just, you know, like a before and after thing, you know.
Now, hold on. I want to tell you, now this is nothing raunchy about this. This is perfectly innocuous, but it's funny that you mentioned Kay Ivey in a hot tub. I have actually seen a picture of Kay Ivey in a hot tub, and there was nothing scandalous about it. It was, you know, a bunch of people on vacation or whatever, and they
many
were
many moons ago.
Yeah, I mean, probably 20, 30 years ago, but they were all in this big hot tub. There were probably 8 or 10 of them in there, and they were just having a good time. But it's funny that you mentioned that, and immediately when you said Kay Ivey in a hot tub, that picture came flooding back.
I'm sorry, man.
Well, no. Look, I'm saying it's not scandalous. I'm not making a joke of it. I'm just telling you, I remember seeing that picture.
That would be something. I'd love to see that. You know, just
unfortunately, the guy who had the picture and showed it to me has passed away, and I don't know how I would ever get that picture again.
And second, handsome Jack, how you doing?
Fine. How you doing, Rusty?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
I was just listening just a few minutes ago. You talked about the illegal aliens and undocumented workers, and now they're dreamers. I tell you what, I think Nancy and Chuck and all that bunch are dreamers because somebody's asleep at the wheel.
Yeah.
And I think it's our friends, the Democrats. You know,
unfortunately, they're not asleep at the wheel. They're very contrived. They know what they're doing. And like Barron said, it's all about future votes for Democrats.
Exactly. That's all it is. And, you know, you tell people you're going to give them free stuff long enough, they'll believe you, and they'll do what you know, want them to do.
Didn't California do that motor voter, Barron?
Well, the whole country has motor voter.
But, I mean, it's just absurd.
Well, it's like somebody the other day I was talking to them, and they were talking about their kids, and their kids are all, you know, pulling for the Democrats and everything, and they said that they talked to them, and they said, well, if so-and-so gets elected, we're going to get free stuff. We're going to go to college for free. We're going to get free health care and everything. And that's what it is. You got the younger people who, you know, don't have any life experience and don't understand, and they're being fed a line of, you know what, and they believe it.
True.
And they're just, you know, that's it's like we're going to be, before long, we're going to be in a tailspin, just straight down, no way out.
Rusty, I think you're exactly right. And my friend, you delivered last night, and I'm going to work it into the program, but I didn't get here in time today to make it happen.
Okay, well, you know, you do that one, and I'll make you some more along, and you'll have some to rotate around so they won't burn out.
That is wonderful. Thank you so much, my friend.
And if you got any suggestions, anything you want, let me know.
I will pass it along. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
272-9228, Papa B.
How y'all doing?
Fine. How you doing?
How you doing?
You know, with all this talk about Rocket Man, I was expecting to hear some Elton John bumper music from somebody.
Yeah, we ought to do
that. We did play that Monday, I think.
Oh, did you?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But it never gets old in this environment with that crazy-ass man and career, as they say.
That's true. You know, I only see a couple of flaws in your logic about doing the amnesty deal for the dreamers, illegal aliens, whatever you want to call them now. And that is, I don't believe that it will stand up to a court challenge, a constitutional challenge. What do you think? Do you seriously think that it would ride through the courts?
Yes, the Supreme Court would definitely okay it, 100%.
How do you think that with the Voting Rights Act and all?
What do you explain what you think the problem is?
Well, I mean, I think that voting rights are granted to citizens, and I can hear it now, you know. Well, they tried to do 3/5 of a man back when, you know, there was Jim Crow, and now they want to do 0 votes for these guys. You know, you can hear the hue and cry.
No, but we have legal status for people all the time that can't vote. We have permanent green card residents. Yeah, you can be here legally and not vote.
Well, that's a permanent resident type thing, though, right? That would not be citizen.
Well, and I'm not saying make them citizens. I'm just saying make them legal. I mean, if you do that, but you know, okay. You either have to say you can never, ever vote, or if you want them to come in and vote, then we have to do away with the social welfare state. You cannot have both. You cannot have both.
Right. Okay, well. Like I said, I mean, I'm sure that y'all know it better than I do, but I was concerned. That was my concern. So, well, if that's right, then good deal. You know, let's do it.
I'm in.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it.
See you.
Have a good weekend.
272-9228 is the telephone number. 272-9228. We'll put you on the phone with people like Mark.
Hey, Brad, I know you're a big Second Amendment guy, and I always want to know if you heard anything about, you know, the Hearing Protection Act, trying to get suppressors off the NFA so that way you don't have to pay $200 stamp and wait a year and a half for ATF to okay so you can own it after you already bought it. But it actually is attached to a public hunting bill, and it is actually passed out of committee and is on the floor of Congress now.
You say it's out of committee?
Right, it is. It's out of committee. And it's I believe it's out on Congress. I've heard two different stories. One, it's in another committee. to get closer to Congress, and I heard another story that says it's actually in Congress. But it's the larger bill it's part of is called the SHARE Act. And I just want to put, you know, share that out to the listeners if they want to keep pushing their Second Amendment's rights now that we got a friendly branch, you know, three branches of government to definitely call. But a second thing is, too, I wanted to ask is I missed the debate last night, and I missed the first part of the show because of work. So I was just curious on, I've heard that Roy Moore did kind of poorly and bumbled around a little bit, but I heard he stuck one good question about Strange, his appointment to Strange, and Strange never answered the question.
That is, that's correct.
He was about two of them.
Yeah, there were two or three times he really put it to Big Luther, and Luther did not respond.
Now, people like Ken saw it differently. Well, Luther didn't take the bait. No, Luther ducked the question.
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, who do you think won the debate then?
I think Roy Moore won the debate without a question.
Yeah, I think Roy Moore won. I mean, if you're scoring it like a boxing match, you know, 10-9 system is probably... it wasn't quite 70-63, but it might have been 69-64.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well, I'm back for listening. I'll see y'all. Keep
appreciate
up the good work.
Thanks
a bunch.
272-9228 is the telephone number if you want to get in. My friends over at Mattress Firm want you to save money and sleep happy. Why are you guys still yawning in the middle of the day? Why are you tired after lunch? Why are you struggling to get up in the morning? Why are you just jugging coffee all the way into work? Because I know why. Why are you up four times in the middle of the night going to the bathroom? Your mattress is terrible. It's absolutely terrible. It's over 8 years old. It wasn't custom fit for you from Mattress Firm, and you need to go there. Go to Mattress Firm. They have three locations right here in the River Region, Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, on the Eastern Boulevard next to Lowe's, or out at East Chase Mattress Firm, where you can save money and sleep happy. One of the greatest singer-songwriters of all time.
Seems like such a long time ago. I was walking on a lonely road, getting tired of dreaming alone. Like all the lonely people I had known, seems like such a long time ago. There was no one who would share my song. I was just a boy far from home. But I became a man when you came along. We spent the whole night talking. You said you'd like to see the sunrise, but in the gold of morning.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. We are looking to increase our sales force at our office, and we are looking for new people, whether you have a real estate license or not. We have a modern office in East Chase, convenient to everything. If you already have an active license or an inactive license, come see me, and let's see what the possibilities are for you. We train you how to sell, list, or manage real estate, and give you plenty of opportunities to meet potential buyers. Marketing, contract writing, negotiations are just some of the topics we cover in our training. Intensive one-on-one or group training will help you achieve what you want to achieve. An active broker and helpful staff will help you on a daily basis, as well as a structured training and education schedule. I'm looking to grow, but I need your help. Come grow with us at the Goodson Group. Call me at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hello, Montgomery, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and the rest of the River Region. This is Baron Coleman for my friend Riley Manning over at Riley Manning Painting. Riley Manning is an absolute legend. He's a wizard. He is a man on a mission, and that mission is to make the River Region beautiful. For the last 48 years, Riley Manning has set himself apart as the premier painting contractor in the River Region. Riley Manning has painted thousands of homes. No job too big or too small for Riley Manning Painting. Commercial, agricultural, industrial, and residential painting. And he also does things like pressure washing your concrete, your deck, your home. He can stain or dye concrete. You have to give Riley Manning Painting a call today. 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, Riley Manning Painting. RileyManningPainting.com. That's Riley Manning, Riley Manning Painting. Give him a call, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hey, this is Willie Robertson. As CEO of Duck Commander, I'm a busy guy. Only Dixie Chopper mowers get the job done fast, so I can get back to doing what I love best, hunting. For over 30 years, Dixie Chopper has built a legacy of manufacturing the fastest and toughest zero-turn mowers. No other mower has the speed, power, and performance of a Dixie Chopper. Take command of your lawn with Dixie Chopper, the world's fastest lawnmower.
See the complete line of Dixie Choppers at Farmers Feed Service, U.S. Highway 231 in Wetumpka. Farmers Feed Service, an authorized Dixie Chopper dealer.
No other vehicle quite matches the Mercedes-Benz C-Class, so let's compare it to a cheetah. The Cheetah's sleek body is the essence of speed and efficiency. The seductive silhouette and sleek curves of the C-Class sedan match it line for line. The Cheetah uses its tail to maneuver with ease. The C-Class's dynamic select changes the sedan's driving characteristics with the simple flip of a switch. The Cheetah can turn in midair while sprinting. We're working on it. There's never been a better time to bring out the beast in you. Experience the 2018 C300 Sports Sedan, starting at just $40,250. Test drive one today. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
MSRP for a 2018 C300 Sports Sedan excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep. Options, month availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Visit Jack Inger Motors on the Eastern Boulevard for exceptional offers on a Mercedes-Benz.
Join us at the Montgomery Ballet School, October 2nd through 7th, for a special open house week. We invite you and a friend to enjoy classes taught by members of Montgomery's only professional ballet company. We offer classes for all dancers ages 2.5 through adult in tap, jazz, modern, contemporary, yoga, strength and conditioning, hip-hop, and, of course, ballet. Best of all, try as many classes as you like for free. Come dance with us and see what Montgomery's longest-running ballet school has to offer. Visit montgomeryballet.org for complete information.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Thank goodness. Marty McFly, we would not have had this song. 272-9228 is the telephone number if you want to get in. 272-9228.
Now, this song is spelled Johnny B. Good.
It is. I was just thinking that when I pulled it up. I was like, uh-oh, this is the Thomas Good Jones School of Law where they played Johnny B. Good. 272-9228. Now, I've got to let our on-air listeners know something very important. There was an incident in the control room last night.
Yeah, there was. Oh, yeah, you don't even turn on my mic.
I don't even turn your mic on after what happened yesterday.
Right.
For those that were listening shortly after the debate, we were having a civil conversation for about 10 or 15 minutes, and then Joey got a little lip. We had to throw him out of the control room. He wouldn't go. 84 had to get up and forcefully remove him.
Excuse me. I'm not the one who gave a little lip. You're the one who brought up I had all these shows. I have these shows because I work my butt off. I have these shows because this is my studio. I play second fiddle to Dan, to Greg. I pay my dues. And I finally get my own show, and it's preempted last night. And then I play along. I had a great time. I'm talking about the alligators on the prowl. And then you kick me out.
Yeah, well, you know what? All I did was point out you had six shows. And instead of saying you're right, I'll let you go. I'll let you talk. I do have six shows. I'll let you go a few minutes. You just had to keep interrupting. You had to keep saying your piece.
I have self-respect, you know.
And we already had 84 interrupting the whole time. So,
well, that I'm not going to argue with. But I have to stand up for myself every once in a while.
All right, since you own this room, can I talk to Derek?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, Derek, with Joey's permission.
I'm glad you admit it.
With Joey's permission, you can speak.
All right, how's it going, guys?
I'm doing all right, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well. I want to start with, I was a long-time listener to NPR. I got turned on to y'all station. I love it. All of y'all are fantastic.
Well, the bar was very low. I mean, you came from NPR.
My main thing was unbiased media, trying to listen to something.
Oh, you've
outside.
Come to the right place, unbiased media.
And, I heard up, a motivational speaker I used to listen to. He talked about, you know, 90% of your life, you're in a vehicle driving. And all of these people listen to all this mush on the radio, whether it be music, whether it be horrible talk shows, which this is not one of. So you might as well enlighten yourself while you're driving. So, but aside from all that, we're talking, I heard y'all talk about more and strange, you know, of course, that's the only topic here lately. I heard a commercial yesterday that I thought was kind of ironical because the commercial bases it on how Washington's spending all of this money trying to promote Luther Strange. Well, then the funny part is about 30 seconds later, here comes Chuck Norris with a recording.
Judge of, Roy Moore.
Yeah, exactly. And you could clearly tell that it was recorded.
Look, I don't know what you're talking about, because all I hear is a genuine man, Chuck Norris, who's just a big fan of his friend, Judge Roy Moore.
Yeah.
I mean, so what's the problem? What's the problem?
I laughed as long as I could, because he didn't do that for free.
Oh, come on. Nobody does anything for free in that business.
As far as I know, Chuck Norris has never been in Alabama.
No, that's not true. He was at Faulkner University in 2008.
2008, okay.
Yeah, he was at Faulkner University.
Going on 12 years ago. that sounds great. But no, I just thought it was hilarious because I heard you earlier mentioning how we're going to be bombarded with all these commercials. And that was just, it tickled me so much that I was laughing the entire time.
Well, Derek, I'm glad you've made the switch from unbiased soft-spoken radio to unbiased loud and offensive radio.
That's right. I love it.
All right, thank you.
I love it. It's all American.
Yes, sir.
All right, you have a good one.
Thanks. I always wonder, how can we increase our audience size?
Yeah.
And the best thing we need to do is get them on NPR, get that bar very, very low for what is informative and entertaining.
Or you could get them all together and rub it.
make it bigger.
Johnny.
Oh, Johnny, I played Johnny Be Good just for you, and you're not even there? All right.
Maybe he's getting rubbed.
No doubt about it. Guys, don't forget this hour of the program brought to you as it is each and every day by our friends over at Cole Plumbing. Cole Plumbing. In fact, James Cole called earlier.
Did he?
Accused me of hanging up on him last night because he called too late in the program. He didn't call till close to 8 o'clock, and we ran out of time, couldn't talk to everybody. And then he hung up on us again.
You never fight with the sponsor.
Oh, I know. I'm just kidding. I love James Cole. Without James Cole, my water bill would have remained $100.
I fought with my sponsor
forever.
When I was in the AA, and it didn't work.
But without James Cole, my water bill would have remained $100 above normal, and I would have never known. James diagnosed the leak over the phone. That's the way it works. James Cole, Cole Plumbing, CC Cole, the whole Cole family over there, they're living the American dream. They've been doing it for close to 40 years, becoming a superior product, a superior company. They've got that pipelining technology where they don't have to dig up your stuff. And you know they're number one in the number two business. When you have trouble with your bowl, Jack Campbell,
you call on Cole.
Joey?
The whole Cole family.
I'm going to turn this microphone over because it's Friday and because I'm a nice guy.
No, it's because it's the thing you should do.
If you keep this lip up like
it's
you did last
you
night.
It's what you should do.
And like you did, you came in here hot this morning, too.
And, yeah, you don't have to leave, but that gun to your head by Dan Mars, you might ought to get out of here.
What is that, a Colt?
Yeah.
Single action revolver?
Big ass revolver.
It isn't yours to give up. It's yours to
who carries
get
a single
out of
action
here.
You don't
revolver.
Have to sound like Bernie all the time.
Dan, it's not 1883. You can get a
you're
pistol.
You're going to give it up.
Give it up.
All right, guys. I'm going to give it up right now.
Now.
69 hours from now, I shall return.
All
Monday
right.
morning.
Stay in your lane.